From the Southeast Asian capital city of the Philippines, 7,107 islands, Manila, I'm Art Bell. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever the case may be, wherever you are across all these wonderful time zones on our globe. It's great to be here. This is coast to coast, actually continent to continent, worldwide, coast to coast AM. So it is, of course, as usual, my honor, my pleasure to be escorting you through the weekend, and a very good weekend it's going to be. Listen, I've been missing open lines, so we'll do a lot of them this hour. In addition to that, next weekend I have asked for a full night of open lines, so next weekend we'll do a whole open line segment, and I will have a special line up, as we so frequently have done over the years when we have open lines. And this is what it's going to be. It's going to be people who believe, that means all of you, people who believe they have experienced conscious, that's the key word here, conscious slips or even travel to parallel or even non-parallel universes. We don't really know what the nature of another universe is, do we? We do, however, know that a lot of people have claimed to have traveled to these places. Now, I don't want to get it mixed up with people who went to sleep and had a neat dream, all right? So I do believe there are other universes, and I think most modern theoretical physicists certainly think there are other universes, so we'll look for people who have traveled to them and perhaps descriptions of what they're like. That'll be next weekend. Now, at the moment, at this very moment, I would imagine, I'm being inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And I would like to thank Karen Jackson, who is there accepting for me, all those who nominated me and so forth and so on, for those who have been continuous broadcasters or broadcasters for 20 years or better or something like that. At any rate, I am being inducted, so it's a great honor. And Karen, thank you for accepting for me. I'm about as far away as you can be. If you look at, I think, New York, and then you spin the globe, here in Manila, we're probably just about exactly the other side. Unless it's out in the Indian Ocean somewhere, we're exactly the other side of the world right here. Now, the webcam shot this night is of, actually it's daytime here, but the webcam shot is one I took the other night of Makati, which is Metro Manila. And what I did is I went up to our roof here on the condo for two reasons. One, to get an idea of what the vista is like, a floor and a half, or a floor actually above me. In that photograph, you can clearly see what it is like, at least in one direction. That is Makati, Metro Manila. And that is as seen from my roof. Now, I was up there for two reasons, actually. The other reason was to survey for the possibility of an antenna up there. Now, that's about 200 feet up in the air, folks. And if I can get an antenna mounted up there by hook or crook or peso, I'm going to do exactly that. So I was up kind of surveying the roof and took that photograph opportunistically. All right, let's look briefly at the world. Never a very pleasant thing to do. Israeli commandos raided a Hezbollah stronghold deep into Lebanon on Saturday, engaging in a fierce gun battle, and the Lebanese government threatened to halt any further troop deployments to protest what UN officials are calling a violation of the six-day-old ceasefire. Israel said the raid was launched to stop arms smuggling from Iran and Syria to the militant Shiite fighters. An Israeli officer was killed during the raid, two soldiers wounded, one of them seriously. An arrest, boy, this was a wild one, wasn't it? Came out of nowhere, that initially brought relief to the family of JonBenet Ramsey, has unleashed an onslaught of unwelcome attention, and the girl's father is not happy about this at all, according to his lawyer. You can imagine the press is right back on it. Coalition troops have clashed with insurgents in two battles Saturday in Afghanistan, fighting there that left four U.S. and two Afghan soldiers dead, six other Americans wounded. So it's still going on there. This is incredible to me. More than 100 young women who expressed interest in joining the U.S. military in the past year were apparently preyed upon sexually by their recruiters. Women were raped on recruiting office couches, assaulted in government cars, groped en route to entrance exams. In fact, a six-month Associated Press investigation found more than 80 military recruiters were in fact disciplined last year for sexual misconduct with potential enlistees. The cases occurred all across branches of the military and in all regions of the country. Calling their lives blessed, more than a dozen young women and girls from polygamist families in Utah spoke at a rally Saturday calling for a change in state laws there and the right to live the life and religion they choose because, quote, of our beliefs. Many of our people have been incarcerated, had their basic human rights stripped of them, namely life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This, according to a 19-year-old identified only as Tyler. I didn't come here to ask for your permission to live my beliefs. I shouldn't have to. That's a tough one. I wonder how a lot of you feel about that. The religion, or at least a lot of it there, does believe that more than one wife is perfectly appropriate. And yet they live in a country where most of the people, of course, do not feel it's at all appropriate. So what do you do? Japan has suspended imports of U.S. long grain rice following a positive test for some just trace amounts of genetically modified rice not yet approved for human consumption. Japan's health ministry imposed the suspension Saturday after being informed that U.S. federal officials did in fact find trace amounts of the unapproved strain had been discovered in commercially available long grain rice. All right, that's the situation in the world. Well, not entirely. In a moment, we'll have, as Paul would say, the rest of the story. Damnedest things happen on talk radio. I just had a talk with my my board op during the break, and it seems like last week I had a caller who asked a question that frankly stumped me. Of course, it was about gel bras. Now, as you all know, any sort of liquid is absolutely banned on carry-on luggage onto an aircraft, and so she called me up and said, well, hey, Art, I know it's silly or something like that, but what about gel bras? And I how in the hell am I going to answer that, right? So I said, I have no idea. Well, I guess Ian picked up on that. They had a few jokes about it. The airlines apparently said, no, they're not banned. Or somebody called the airlines and asked if they were banned, and I guess they're not banned. And then, lo and behold, a short while later, the Homeland Security people called and said, come to think of it, yes, they are. So now we need not fear exploding breasts on airliners, I guess. My God. Sorry about that. I'm sure if that had not been brought up on the program, that I'm sure that restriction wouldn't apply. Fairly sure. All right, well, let's look at some of the rest of the news before we take some calls. Seoul, South Korea. South Korea has revealed that it is continuing to observe the actions of North Korea, but declined to comment on media reports that the North is apparently getting ready for an imminent nuclear test. Quote, we are monitoring movements in North Korea in preparation for any possibility of a nuclear test, end quote. That's Lee Jong-jun, who is with the South Korean Foreign Ministry, speaking to the AP. He said that though they are observing closely, he could not comment directly on the report regarding the test. ABC News quoted a senior military official as saying they suspected an imminent test since there were suspicious vehicle movements near the test site. Also, an unnamed senior department official said, quote, it is a view of the intelligence community that a test is indeed a real possibility. In July, North Korea conducted several missile tests, many of which ended in abject failure. But analysts feel the main aim of the test was to get the U.S. to the talking table. Many of the experts have been concerned about the possible options on the part of North Korea, including nuclear tests or other forms of military provocation. Now, this, of course, brings on echoes of Ed Dames' longtime prediction of the next nuclear explosion being in North Korea. Looks like he may be correct. Maybe. Because a certain Iranian politician is predicting some sort of catastrophic, his word, catastrophic event on August 22nd. So it may be a race to see who does it first, the North Koreans, or wouldn't it be a shock if Iran were to light off a nuke? Anyway, the world is quickly becoming a far more dangerous place in more ways than one. In a rural, impoverished area of South Africa, a very scary outbreak is occurring, primarily among AIDS patients, a type of TB that is extremely drug-resistant. Now, this TB would not be restricted just to TB patients, but once on the loose, of course, well, you can imagine the rest. How dangerous is it? Of 53 patients who had this form of lung infection in a research study, 52 have died. That's 52 of 53. Two of the people who died were, in fact, healthcare workers. A doctor on staff suspects it may have killed other hospital workers who sought TB treatment at private clinics after becoming infected. It does mean that these people are virtually untreatable, according to the doctor, Dr. Tony Mall, the AIDS treatment director at the Church of Scotland Hospital in South Africa. Mall spoke to ABC News by phone, saying that's why we had the high death rate. There was simply nothing we could do in terms of offering medication. The discovery was made when Mall and several other researchers collected sputum or lung secretions from about 1,540 patients who had visited hospitals between January of 2005 and March of 2006. 35% of them, or 536 patients, had, in fact, TB. Another one, a once very rare drug-resistant germ, now appears to cause more than half of all skin infections treated in the U.S. emergency rooms. This is according to researchers who documented the superbug's startling spread in the general population. Many victims mistakenly thought they simply had a spider bite or something that wouldn't heal. Not a drug-resistant staph bacteria. Only a decade ago, these germs were hardly ever seen outside of hospitals and nursing homes. Doctors also were caught off guard. Most of them unwittingly prescribed medicines that simply don't work against that bacteria. Quote, it's time for physicians to realize just how prevalent it is, said Dr. Gregory Moran of the Olive View UCLA Medical Center, who led that study. Another author, Dr. Rachel Gorwitz of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, said, I think no one was aware of the extent of the problem. Now, again, this is a skin disease, this skin-eating disease that is once again returned. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take some phone calls about right now, and we're going to see how many we can fit in between now and the top of the hour. Again, next weekend, we're going to do a whole open lines program, and we're going to have a special line open for those people out there, those of you out there who feel you have traveled consciously. That doesn't mean I had a dream, Art. That means consciously traveled for even a short period of time to another universe, parallel or otherwise. At the top of this next hour, Joshua Warren is going to be here, and we're going to be talking about ghosts, among other things, incidentally, ghosts or pet ghosts, or ghosts that at one time were pets. Now, I'm a very, very, very firm believer, as you know. I've got two of my cats here, Abydos and Yeti, and if you're a cat person, if you're an animal person, and you look into their little eyes and you live with them 24 hours a day, there is no question. They have souls. And I know that that will disturb a lot of people out there. But if they have souls, as I believe they do, because they have every personality trait you could ascribe to a human being, save Talking really is not a personality trait, is it? Otherwise, jealousy, happiness, sadness, depression, joy, playfulness, I believe self-awareness, all of these things are present in animals, dogs and cats, and probably other animals that we don't live as closely with, so we simply would not notice. But they have souls, and if they have souls, then why would they not be every bit as capable of becoming a ghost upon leaving this life as any other mammal? And I'm not even sure it's restricted to mammals. All right, let's ply the lines and see what we find. Wildcard line, hello there, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. It's Jeff from St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes, sir.
Well, first, one quick thing I've been meaning to ask you. Did you ever get my email regarding the back doctors and then the Philippines?
Regarding the what in the Philippines?
Back doctors in the Philippines.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting it. The what doctors?
When you posted the pictures of your new wife.
Yes.
I sent you an email asking if they have good back doctors in the Philippines.
Oh, back doctors.
That was supposed to be a joke.
I see. I do see now. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Actually, I've had a couple of bad days here with my back. My back is a lot better because I've lost some weight. But just sort of skipping over the intended humor in your comment, it's been generally pretty good. Save the last couple of days, my back has been pretty good.
All right. That's good to know. And then my main comment is when I was in the hospital last summer, for minor stuff, it wasn't anything serious, I came up with an idea to build a 1-1-1 scale of a time portal model.
A time portal model?
Yeah, it's going to be interactive. You can input commands and all that stuff. It'll light up and everything, but it won't actually work. It'll be like a video game.
Huh. Well, good, because most of the other people that I've had communication with regarding time travel over the years are now among the missing. Principally, of course, Dr. David Anderson. Boy, he was quite a guy. If anybody knows where Dr. David Anderson has disappeared to, I sure would like to know. And, of course, others, as you're well aware, who have talked of having or about ready to use time machines, these people have just gone. I mean, they really are gone. A wild card line, you're on the air. Hello.
Is this Art?
It is Art indeed.
Art. Wow. I can't believe I'm talking to you. You're on the other side of the world. Hey, this is Roger, a.k.a. Slowpoke trucker out here trucking across Nebraska. And before I get to my thoughts on polygamy, just want to let you know that I have been a long-time listener since I started driving truck back in 1990.
Okay, sir. Listen, let's jump on polygamy, as it were. Does life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, in your opinion, include polygamy?
Well, Art, I just want to say that I don't think it would be the lifestyle that I would choose, but I do believe that this is a free country and we have the right to freedom of religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the Mormon people that practice polygamy, they should be allowed to do that because that's their religion.
I really do think that I agree with you. I certainly don't agree with the concept of polygamy. I think that one woman is more than sufficient to attempt to handle at any given time. However, if they feel that it's part of their religious belief and it really is a strong conviction to the point of a religious belief, then who are we to be interfering with them? Hmm? It's not as though they want us dead. It's not as though they want to drive airplanes into our buildings. They simply want to be able to have more than one wife. So, I can't think of any compelling reason, frankly, not to. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, howdy. This is Bernard, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to bring something to your attention. I was listening to the radio here this weekend, and I heard a story I haven't heard anywhere else about David Copperfield living in the Bahamas in some group of islands, supposedly found in his little group of islands a fountain of youth. He hired scientists to check it out and stuff, and I was wondering if you heard anything about that.
Oh, no, sir, I have not. However, I would like at this moment, if I can do so, to place an order for several liters. You see, I've converted yes. over here. Several liters of whatever it is that he's found.
Well, he says he claims that dead leaves that fall into this water miraculously turn green again, and ailing and dead insects come back to life when they fall in the water. And you know, they said they're not letting anybody swim in it or drink in it yet till he has his private scientists figure out what's going on down there. You know, if you could check that out on the internet or something, you know, get back to us, let us know what's going on. That'd be great.
I'll let you know. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
In the meantime, you take care. We'll take a break here at the bottom of the hour. Yeah, several liters would do. Send it on to Manila. I'd be glad to supply an address from Manila in the Philippines. I'm Art Bell. We'll break and do more. Stay right where you are. In a 2005 poll covering 33 countries, Americans are the least likely, except for the Turkish respondents, to assert that humans developed from an earlier species of any kind of animal. Iceland, meanwhile, has an 85% acceptance rating for evolution. The blurb on the site for Science Magazine is less circumspect about the findings. Quote, the acceptance of evolution is lower in the United States than in Japan and or Europe, largely because of widespread fundamentalism and the politics of science, the fact that science has been politicized in the United States. How about that? More of all of you in a moment. You know, Chris in Cooksville, Illinois, regarding polygamy says, hey, Art, I agree with you. But, you know, we live in a country where gay couples are denied the right to marry, so I'd have to say the Mormons are probably out of luck. Well, I don't know ultimately about that, Chris, because we also live in a country where the right to burn the American flag, as nauseating as that prospect is for most of us, has been affirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court, right? So when all of this gets to the U.S. Supreme Court, it's probably going to be affirmed. Freedom means, according to the court in past decisions, exactly that. Freedom means freedom. And as long as you're not stomping upon somebody else's foot, apparently, the freedom part of it is relatively absolute. Let's go to the first-time caller line. Say howdy. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I'm Brandy from Coweta, Oklahoma, and I was listening to the one man talk about time machines and time travel.
Uh-huh.
And if I had a time machine, I would travel back to the time of King Tut. And that's probably where Dr. Anderson is, chilling with King Tut.
Why would you go to King Tut?
Because of the pyramids.
Because of the pyramids.
Yeah,
well, I think that's a... Okay, Brandy, I think that's an admirable a destination to have in mind. I've also thought heavily about it over the years. I would go to the time of Christ. There's nothing that I would more like to see for my... You know, I actually sat down and watched a number of religious movies. I watched the Ten Commandments here recently, and a couple of others. And to have seen all that for yourself, to have seen the parting of the sea, to have seen the healings that are recorded, and all the rest of it, would make faith so easy, wouldn't it? Trying to gather an absolute faith otherwise is very difficult for me. I'm a very hands-on kind of person. And so I'm working very hard on this faith business. But to have actually seen it, to go back to the time of Christ and to see Christ and to see for yourself what occurred would be, I don't know, absolutely awesome. Let's go to the international line and say, yo, you are on the air. Hello? International line, you're on the air. Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Gina from Ladner.
Okay, welcome.
Hi. I want to ask you about a shadow man that I saw once.
A shadow man?
Yeah.
Are you sure it was a man?
No, it was a figure.
Okay, so you saw a shadow person.
I saw a shadow person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to say about it. And I phoned a medium and asked her what it was, and she said it was a relative coming to visit, and I wasn't sure, so I talked to a different medium, and she said it was to get help.
To get help.
So this was years ago, and I don't know what it was. It was a black cloaked figure with that some sort of hat, but the cloak and the hat were kind of together.
Mm-hmm.
It was dark, so I didn't see any facial features.
And it was doing independent movement. You're sure you were not seeing a shadow or something like that?
I tried everything to recreate that, and nothing worked. No, I knew what I saw.
Okay. All right. Well, you're one of now millions. That's a subject actually originally broached on this program, and I suppose years before in other various forums, but certainly it was lit on fire here. We obviously live on the planet with other, what's the right word? I'm hesitant to say life forms. We live on the planet with other spirits of some sort. Are they human? Were they human? I have no idea, none whatsoever. But it's obvious that there are others here. Now, the shadow person business got started and took hold and has stayed with us, and obviously there's something to it. I mean, I've seen these figures myself, most frequently caught sort of in the corner of the eye in your peripheral vision, and you can see a quick movement. More and more people beginning to report movement in the middle of their vision, not just in peripheral vision, but right in the middle of their vision. Beings frequently, as she pointed out, cloaked in some manner, usually in a dark garment of some sort. Frequently moving fast. Now, I've thought a lot about it, and I'll tell you what I think. I think that we live in an age of computers, most specifically computer monitors, and that after spending enough hours in front of a computer, your eyes, in fact, your brain, begins to get adjusted to the refresh rate of the computer, which is very different than your brain's normal refresh rate, if I can put it that way. And that sort of opens a little window that allows you to see, for at least a brief period of time, into a world that you would otherwise not see into. And so you see these strange, unaccountable beings of some sort. So I have no idea what to call them, and as a result, we have called them shadow people. Very, very interesting stuff. Let's go to Rose, I think, in Alaska. Hello there. You're on the air.
Hi, Art. How are you? This is not Rose, but this is a listener from Boston.
I can tell it's not Rose. It's Joe from Boston,
yeah.
Right?
I want to talk to you about two subjects, and I want your honest opinion. I've never met these women. They're Filipino women. I've met them. I mean, I've never really gotten to talk to them a lot, but one of the questions I asked them, I correspond with one on the Internet, and one is a credit card lady. I asked this question. I heard you mention it, and I tested it. I said, is it true, girls, that you people don't stray that much down there? You're very dedicated. She says, absolutely. The girl I know is separated. They don't believe in divorce. They don't like it when they hear about families that are in this country, but they do not stray. Before I even got into a conversation, that was one of the questions I asked them, and I guess you're right.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. Actually, divorce is not legal here.
No, they separate.
Yeah, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she says, we don't stray. We don't go out with other people. We have a friend.
There's nothing, Joe, that is universally true. I'm sure that it occurs.
She said that too. But she says, on the whole, we really don't believe in going against our man.
That's pretty fair statement. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, my last topic is I like your comment on Gonzalez. I heard on the news that he's trying to get warrantless searches into people's homes, and I'd like your comment. I know you're a libertarian, you're against that, but I wanted to hear your comments on it.
Well, my comments are simple, and yeah, you're damn right. I'm against warrantless searches into people's homes. Look, we do have a constitution. We still have a constitution strained at the edges, though it may be. And warrantless searches into people's homes? No. In fact, I'm not even sure about warrants. I think frequently they're obtained under somewhat shady circumstances. So warrantless searches? Not a chance. Not a chance. I suppose there's a definite need for, you know, warrant searches where they actually have to go to a judge and prove that there is a compelling reason to violate somebody's civil rights. But warrantless searches. No, that was an easy no, buddy. A very easy no. First-time caller line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Art. This is Kathy. How are you?
Quite well, Kathy.
Right, well. I have a story about my son, and first off, I want to say that we're, you know, I believe in God, but we haven't gone to church a lot. So at the time that he told me the story, he had probably been to church maybe 3 times, and he had asked me, he said, Mom, if I tell you a story, will you think that I'm odd? And I said, no, of course not. So he started telling me this story, and I about drove off the road because we were in our car. So when we got back home, I set him down, and I had him tell me the whole story. It took about an hour.
Well, I don't have an hour, so give
that.
Me the short version.
I'm going to break it down for you. He said that he was on the playground, and he kind of went out of his body, and he was back at the foot of Christ. And he said that he actually saw Christ being crucified. And I said, well, how would you know that? And as the story went on, he smelled the smells. He felt the wind. Mm-hmm. And he said it was a feeling that he had never felt before.
Well, that's going to qualify for exactly what I'm talking about, or I'm going to try to talk about next week. Over the years, we've had a zillion reports of this kind of thing. She said that added to it were the smells, the tastes, the sounds of being there. During the moment of, or the moments of the crucifixion of Christ. So I believe that people have, in fact, traversed briefly, for brief periods of time, other universes, parallel or otherwise. They have briefly, for some reason, some slip, some little window in time or space, moved from here to there and experienced other things. So that's why next week I'm going to be looking for people who can actually describe for us a conscious movement into another universe. And again, just so that we don't have the concern of it having been simply a dream, I inserted the word conscious travel to another universe, conscious travel to another universe. So not one night when you went to sleep and had a wild dream, but something that obviously really occurred while you were conscious. Now let's try for Rose in Alaska this time. Hello, Rose, you're on the air.
Hello, Art. I'm just calling to update you on the village of Hooper Bay.
Yes, please.
Governor Murkowski went to the village and declared a disaster immediately as he seen the fire and everything else and the houses that went down. And everybody's doing good. The elders, they're taking care of the elders and, of course, the children. And it's getting cold, of course, very fast up here. So they're doing things to help them build homes and that sort of thing. And the people of Alaska have been very, very helpful and
people of Alaska, Rose, are wonderful. I want to ask you a question, Rose. You sound like you're a native Alaskan.
Yes, I'm a Yupik Eskimo.
Yeah, an Eskimo. Okay, I saw a movie the other night, Rose, that I bet you've seen called Snowwalker. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you've got to give it a try. It ran on one of the movie channels the other night, and again, it's called Snowwalker. There was a fire there, and of course, that's a very serious fear, particularly when it gets cold. Fire is something definitely to fear in Alaska. As you know, I spent 3 years in Anchorage working for KENI in Anchorage, Alaska, so I learned a lot about Alaska. But, God, what a great movie. It's kind of one of those, I don't know, not that many people have heard about it kind of movies, but if you see it listed And I do believe it's running right now and is probably going to run around the 23rd to the 26th of this month on one of the movie channels. By all means, catch it. It's one of those sleepers that's just incredible. It's about a crash that occurs in the real outback in Alaska. And I don't want to give away the plot, really, but just trust me on this one. It's worth seeing. Let's go to yet another wild card line. This one in Salt Lake City, Utah. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. How are you doing? First of all, make sure that people know that polygamy is not part of the Mormon faith anymore, but hey, there's fringe groups out there, and let me tell you, they are rot with sexual abuse, and they just discriminate against women to where they have no rights.
Well, that could certainly be true in part, but obviously, Dave, there are a number of people who truly believe that polygamy is part of their lifestyle and part of their religion.
Well, I was brought up
true,
that way. My father.
Well, there you go. There you go. So what I was trying to say earlier is, if we live in a country where the U.S. Supreme Court can declare that burning a flag is part of the freedoms we enjoy, then probably the pursuit of happiness could consider to be that of a polygamist as well.
Well, the women aren't happy. There's no happiness in that.
Well, how can you speak for them that way?
Because I was with my mother. I saw what she went through.
Well, you're speaking of one particular case.
Well, have you seen Big Love?
Have I seen what?
Big Love. It's on HBO.
No, that's one I missed, I guess.
You can probably catch it on demand right now, and they're starting to film a new season this year.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I'm sure you're correct, and I'll try and catch it. I'm sure that there are negative aspects to it as well, and there's probably abuse involved in some of it as well. But there's nothing absolute, and to name one case, I don't think makes a case completely. And again, I know that it's a stretch for many of us to think of polygamy as part of freedom, but it's also a stretch to think of burning the flag as part of freedom. And yet it has been declared so, hasn't it? Let's go, let's see, east of the Rockies, we'll go there. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
Hi, thank you kindly for taking my call.
Sure.
This is Rob from Toronto. I've been a listener. Actually, I started listening just as soon as George Norrie started working full-time during the week.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to talk about, Art, was I was watching a TV program. It was, can I name the channel it was on?
Sure.
It was on the Discovery Channel, and the show's called Daily Planet. They were talking about these craft that are twice as big as an American aircraft carrier, and they'll be using them in the future, and they're completely silent. They're going to be using them in the future to transport goods from China to North America and around the world. And I was really surprised that George hasn't brought it up, or another Coast to Coast listener. They haven't brought that up.
Well, I haven't heard about it either, so that's probably why. Can you perhaps send me something in print? I'd be glad to read about it and then read about it to the audience. So you can get me something in print, buddy. I'll get it out there, believe me. So somebody sent me a photograph earlier that stopped me dead cold in my tracks, and it was a photograph of a triangular object that was exactly what I saw in the desert with Ramona that day. And I'll simply never forget it. As far as I was concerned, it was no craft that we certainly had. I mean, look, what I saw defied gravity. What I saw was utterly silent. There was no apparent propulsion system. It was large. It had to be heavy. Could it have been lighter than air? Yes, I suppose that's one slim possibility, but that certainly was not my impression of what I was seeing. What I was seeing, in my opinion, came from elsewhere. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
Yes, this is Michael from Indio, California. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine, Michael.
Well, it's not nighttime in the Philippines, I understand. I wanted to tell you there was this TV show on last night, Weird Travels, from the Travel Channel, and they were discussing UFOs, and there's parts of the world where they're considered UFO hotspots. I've seen some video camera footage of what they call a flying humanoid that was reported in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of the flying humanoids?
No, I'm not. Flying humanoids. Flying people, in other words.
Yeah, but they are considered aliens. And there was a report from January 2004. This was on a TV special. A police officer in Mexico City claimed he was attacked by one, and he fought his way out, and the creature got away. He was so
scared.
Okay,
well, listen, we're at the end of the hour, so I'm going to have to break away. Flying humanoids, I guess they would be considered alien, wouldn't they? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Joshua Warren is going to be here, and we're going to be talking about ghosts of various sorts, including the ghosts of pets. From Manila in the Philippines, I'm Art Bell.